Tonight's episode of the Uncle Mike and Tom Show is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. Remember to include the /PWP Radio so they know we sent ya. One man once said, it's a new year, Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
It's 2014, and it's the Uncle Mike and Tom Show, man.
Yeah.
I am Tom Richards. That is Uncle Mike.
What is going on?
And it's 2014, like I said. We hope you all had a very Merry Christmas or whatever it is you celebrate, and a Happy New Year. And we're back.
Man. What else would you celebrate?
Hanukkah.
Oh, that, yeah.
You know, different religions celebrate different stuff, you know.
Yeah, I gather.
Each their own, whatever it is you celebrate, you know. Me, I'm a Christmas type of guy.
Happy everything.
But, yeah, I think all the holidays are past us now, so we're back. We took a week off.
Well, actually, you're wrong. Today is the 7th. Today was Russian Christmas.
Yeah. Well, by the time they listen, this will be the 8th, so I'll be right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we took a week off, and it feels like we took a year off, doesn't it? Yeah, well, we technically took 2 weeks off since the episode the week before was a replay of an interview we did a couple years ago. But, yeah, so I guess that's why it feels like forever, since we never missed a week, and we actually kind of missed 2 weeks.
I feel rusty.
Right?
I'll have to drink double.
Drink double. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nah.
Just got over this weather, man. Like, holy Christ. The last two nights, man, it was negative. It was in the negatives. And just before we started recording, so I ran out to the car. And it was like 18 degrees. And I was like, wow, man, this ain't too bad. You know?
Yeah, it feels like 50.
I was like, wow. It's a heat wave. I don't know what's going on, man. One day.
Yeah, what? 2 days, or Saturday, it's going to be fucking 50 degrees.
Yeah, it keeps going back and forth. 2 days ago it was 50, the next day it was zero. It changed 50 degrees in one 24-hour period. Man, something's going on somewhere. Like, they're fucking with our planet, and they're just not telling us, man. It's like Dave Meltzer. It's like Dave Prazak, the aliens that were on the moon that told us to fucking get lost in 69. Yeah. I think we pissed them off, and now they're doing something to our fucking planet down here from the moon, and we just don't know it.
Yeah, maybe.
Fuck yeah.
We don't know.
But, so I was driving out in the cold, and I was coming home, and I came past Cibola's Pizza, man. We tried this a couple weeks ago, and it got all fucked up, so we're doing this as an open again. So, and the lot was pretty full, man. You know, we're like, up here in northeastern Pennsylvania. We're known about our pizza, you know. Yeah. It's Cibola's is this, it's like an old bar, and they serve this pizza. The best way I would, it reminds me of like Syrian bread with goddamn cheese and tomato sauce on it. I swear, like
soup.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a soup. And, it's one of those pizzas you love it.
Yeah.
Or you hate it, you know? And I personally hate it.
I haven't had it a ton, but every time I had, I mean, I liked it. I wouldn't go and say it's my favorite, but I enjoyed it, but I know where you're coming from. That is one that's pretty much either you do hate it or you like it. Yeah, that's.
But the reason I bring up the pizza anyway is it was packed that night. Cibola's happened to be the place that, in the Macho Man Randy Savage, him and Miss Elizabeth would go for pizza every time they worked at Scranton CYC.
Yeah.
They would stop and get the Cibola's,
Then Mick Foley, too, right?
Yeah, I think even Mick Foley would stop there.
I'm sure a ton of them. A lot of the wrestlers probably back in the day.
It's one thing the wrestlers, man, they know all the secret places and stuff for the best food in all the little towns along the way.
Probably Jim Cornette, too.
Cibola's would replace the Macho Man and Mick Foley, apparently. Both stopped when going to the Scranton CYC. And that's just a stone throw away from here, up the road. Not far from the old staircase that your car ran, either.
No.
But with that, it's enough talking about pizza.
And you get enough of that every Friday, huh?
And we're here to talk about independent pro wrestling, man. And if you're a longtime listener, like I say every week, we love you, man. We thank you for coming back. If you're a first-timer, thank you for joining the show. We hope this is going to be your first of a regular stop every single week. You can join us every Thursday. We pop out a show for you and talk about independent pro wrestling, man. And here's what you do. We're part of ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. You can go to the website, and there's all kinds of, we're not just indie wrestlers, all kinds of WWF stuff, TNA stuff, all over. We're the indie guys. We're probably not even on the website. But more importantly, we're part of the website family, whether we're there or not. If you go and subscribe to their iTunes or Stitcher account, by going to iTunes or Stitcher, you know how you sign up for these things, and sign up for the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse feed, you will get our show delivered to you every Thursday on their feed to your iTunes or Stitcher account. I promise. I swear. Every Thursday. We'll be there for free. Popping up like the sun. You know? Yeah. And that's not the only way. You can go to Facebook and look up the Uncle Mike and Tom Show and up will pop and you can friend us there or like us, whatever the hell it is you do on Facebook. I think you like that. And you will pop up on your timeline every Thursday. You can also go to Twitter and find us on Twitter at Mike Tom Show, and you can follow us there. My own personal Twitter is at the Tom Richards. You can follow me there because if you listen to the show, you probably like independent pro wrestling, and that's what I talk about on Twitter. And plus, Pro Wrestling Powerhouse is at ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. I mentioned that. And I'm trying to think, Blog Talk Radio, we're also on Blog Talk Radio, so if that's your deal, you can go there and look up Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, and that's what we're on, man. And you can sign up for that and all that good stuff, and it's the different ways you can find us. Plus, we're on most of the most popular wrestling message boards. And if all of that fails, and you're really computer literate, just go to fucking Google. Type in the Uncle Mike and Tom Show on Google. You'll find us, man.
I guess you're not fucked.
We have this website. It's www.indiewrestlingworld.com/Uncle Mike and Tom. And that has all 72 episodes, including this one you're listening to now, archived.
Yeah, what's one Prazak always? What's the one he talks about?
Oh, what host us, archive.org. You can go to archive.org and search the Uncle Mike and Tom Show. All 72 episodes will come up there. Boom, that's it for the plugs, I think. That's everything. Jesus Christ. That's where you can find us. And if you haven't, if you can't figure that out, I'm sorry. I know we should have our own website, and that's coming in due time. But I'm lazy. That's how it goes, you know. So we'll get there eventually.
You better be, because if you're coming from me, boy, snail trail there. Doing stamps and envelopes.
It's all good. But this week on the show, we got Ooha Nation as our guest. The kickoff 2014.
Yeah.
And I guess that's enough talking for us. We might as well go get him on the line and talk about Evolve this weekend and what else is going on in the career of Ooha Nation. So hang on a second. We're not even going to fuck around with music like all these other podcasts. They play music when they go get a guest for 2 minutes. This shit's not live. Who are we all fooling? I'm going to stop and make an edit, and the new Ooha Nation's going to be on here. Watch this. And joining us now here on the show, He's got a big triple shot this weekend down in Florida with Evolve Wrestling. As this Friday night, he'll be in Ybor City taking on Roderick Strong. And all three nights in Ybor City, Orlando, and Jacksonville will be available on iPay-per-view at www.unlive.com. Our guest at this time, one of the hottest young men in all of the wrestling world, for that matter, Mr. Uha Nation. Welcome to the Uncle Mike and Tom Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here.
And like I was saying in the open there, you're taking on Roderick Strong this Friday night for Evolve Wrestling. You got to be pretty excited about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's probably one of the, you know, if not the biggest match of, you know, my wrestling career so far. I'm going to face such a guy who's done what he's done in wrestling and, you know, just been around as long as he has. And, you know, me coming in, you know, I just finished my fourth year in this business, and just being able to go against talent like that, man, it's an honor. And, and I'm looking forward to it, like, a lot, you know, because I've always wanted to, you know, I feel like I haven't had that, especially here in the United States, I haven't had that match yet, you know, to, you know, just that one match that, you know, that everybody has, you know, that, you know, people talk about. I feel like I haven't had that yet, you know, and I feel like this is an opportunity to have that match to prove, if any, you know, doubt in anyone's mind, you know, that, you know, this is where I belong.
Yeah, because even though you're from the South, you and Roderick have never crossed paths before, correct?
No, we haven't. I met him a couple times, but we've never been in the ring together. So it's you know, it's going to be interesting again to, you know, just wrestle, you know, different style, just something new. You know, it's like a breath of fresh air, and I'm like I said, I'm really pumped about it.
Yeah,
I've been working training hard for this weekend, and I'm really real pumped.
And Roddy doesn't have bad matches, so if it's a bad match, everyone's going to be putting the blame on you, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I went to the, and I'm not sure if I'm really supposed to talk about it, but if, you know, I don't think it matters so much, but I went to the ROH show this past weekend in Nashville, and he left with AJ Styles.
Yeah.
And that match was just blew my mind, you know? So just even, you know, this opened to me. You know, so standards, you know, this just, I just want to, you know, I don't want to disappoint anybody, and I'm just going to go out there and do what I do best.
Yeah. But speaking of Roderick on the Ring of Honor show this past weekend, he got injured taking the Styles Clash at the end. Have you heard any update? Is he going to be able to, have you heard anything about his condition heading into Friday night?
I actually saw that, but I haven't heard anything. You know, I hope that his, you know, he's, I don't think anybody goes into any match or any game for that matter at 100% ever,
yeah.
You know, so, I hope, you know, he's just, you know, it'd be a huge, you know, letdown for me not to be able to wrestle him because I've been looking forward to it so much. So I haven't heard anything about it, but, I hope everything's okay. And I hope we're still able to, you know, make that happen.
Definitely. Cause, that's definitely one of the highlight matches this weekend, man. The whole triple shot weekend, I think you and Roderick Strong being a first-time match, and like a veteran, someone like you making your way up, definitely something I think a lot of people want to see.
I hope so. You know, I hope so. And I just hope we get that opportunity. But at the same time, I also hope, you know, he's, you know, recovering from that. It looked crazy when I saw it, man. And my body just kind of tensed up when I saw it because it looked crazy.
Yeah, I seen a cell phone video of it, and it was, like, pretty scary, man. You don't ever want to see anything like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I went through that same thing just with the injury, and that's something that I never wish on anyone ever.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But Saturday night, then you're in a tag match in Orlando. You'll be teaming up with A.R. Fox, an old buddy of yours, going up against Johnny Gargano and John Davis on Saturday night. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, man, that's that's the team that we're watching. I've wrestled them so many times. It's funny because, like, before we even started having those matches that we had at CZW and, you know, other indies, I wrestled them so many times at the school that we trained at WWA4. So we had, like, you know, plenty of matches, you know, just before we got seen at you know, on a higher level.
Right.
And time I was in the ring with Gargano, we had, it was in Miami, the same match I got injured. We didn't get to do too much together, but, you know, he's another guy that you just never see him have a bad match, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his conditioning is, you know, ridiculous. And, you know, it's just something, like another, you know, one of those guys, again, that I get to get in the ring with and show everybody that I can hang with those kind of guys. You know, John Davis as well. I've never ever been in the ring with him. You know, great talent. You know, very powerful individual. You know, it's going to be interesting to see some of the things that we can do. And I think everybody should definitely tune into that one.
Oh, yeah.
I think that should be interesting. You and John Davis, that's more someone your size than a lot of the guys usually being smaller than you.
Right, right. And that's especially, you know, going out overseas and with Dragon Rock, I deal with even here in the States, you know, a lot of the guys that wrestle, you know, smaller than me, it's a different sound match. But to get to go out there and wrestle somebody who's more on the same level, it's not, you know, possibly bigger than me, you know, it's something new that I like. And for me to be able to, you know, bring out a new style to wrestle somebody like that, I think is something that's interesting too and something that excites me as well.
Another first-time matches, you're saying. It should be interesting. And then on
Definitely. The
opposite end of the scale, Sunday night in Jacksonville, you'll be going one-on-one with Lince Dorado, who's about the size of one of your legs.
Yep, like I said, with the other two, that's another match that I'm looking forward to because, you know, of course I get to wrestle, you know, a bigger guy the night before, but wrestling smaller guys, you know, for me it's just so much fun because, this is some of the stuff I'm able to do, you know, and I'm not too familiar with him, but you know, I'm going to get ready to watch some of his stuff in a second, but just to be able to, you know, wrestle small guys and it's just some of the stuff I'm able to do is I just love it because, you know, I can mix the power with the finesse, agility, you know, not so much a high flyer. You know, as much as when I first started, but, you know, just being able to mix the styles up and, you know, not have to use all my energy to lift someone, if you say, you know, it's exciting for me.
Yeah, you know, Lince Dorado is one of them guys. He's really, in the last year or so, really come into his own.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see how these two mesh up. It should be very interesting. Totally different
definitely.
From the first two nights, for sure.
Right, right. Definitely. I'm looking forward to all three nights. You know, it's all new for me, and you know, be able to get this opportunity, I definitely don't want to. You know, I definitely want to capitalize on it. I'm definitely trying to do that.
And it seemed like most of the year, you spent the last year over in Japan working for Dragon Gate Japan. How was your experience of being over in Japan for most of the year?
Oh, man, I love it. You know, I got to, especially after my injury, it's weird because before my injury, I struggled with, like, you know, I was working regular jobs, you know, full-time, but, you know, part-time jobs and trying to balance the wrestling with the job and just trying to find that way in to where I didn't have to work that regular job anymore, to where wrestling was my main focus. And, it's funny because after the injury, that's when everything just kind of started taking off. You know, I started going to Dragon Gate more often. And they just kept bringing me back that year, you know, and I was able to put my focus all into wrestling and not have to worry about anything else, which is, you know, what I wanted to do originally. And to be able to do that, I think, you know, within 4 years, from what I know, I don't think a lot of guys are able to do that, you know. I think a lot of guys now still, who have been wrestling, you know, a long time, still haven't been able to put that full focus on wrestling because it's not easy to make a living on the indies with wrestling. But
yeah,
for me to be able, and I wouldn't say I'm making like a a crazy living, but just to be able to only focus on wrestling and not have to worry about, you know, calling out of work because I have to travel this weekend or anything like that. It's huge, you know. And this is the only thing I want to be focused on because this is just the only thing I love to do.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so, that's the question. I love being over in Japan. You know, it's my home. This guy's working here for Open Arms. And the fans out there, are amazing. You know, I love it. I just recently turned babyface out there too, which is it's a lot different, but you know, I love it. I love it out there.
Yeah, and just the difference of getting to wrestle like every night, man, the improvement comes so much faster for you.
Right, it helped me a lot with my in-ring conditioning and just you know, learning from guys that have been wrestling, you know, way longer than I have. And like you said, getting that ring every day, being able to set the ring shape and just working on getting better and better every day is what I love.
Right. It seems like it'd be a weird place to live, though. Like, I couldn't even imagine just seeing, like, videos of the place.
No, it takes some getting used to, but the people out there are so nice, you know, and so respectful, and the work ethic is off the chain. You know, I've never been to a place where people work as hard as they do in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, it's a place I love. Like, it takes some getting used to. The language is very hard to learn, but, you know, the people are very nice, and the guys on the roster helped me out a lot with everything with that, too.
Cool. So you mentioned the injury earlier. Is like WrestleMania, not this past year before, it was WrestleMania weekend, and you were working for Dragon Gate USA, and it was actually a non-iPay-per-view show. And I remember I ended up seeing the show months later when it came out on DVD. And when the spot happened, you did like a dive over the top rope. It didn't actually look that bad on video, you know?
Yeah.
Compared to what actually ended up happening. Why don't you talk about what happened injury-wise?
Yeah, I went back and watched the video as well, you know, and, it didn't look, my belly even made it over. What happened was as soon as I planted my feet, my knee actually popped. So I heard it, and, you know, as soon as I heard it, I kind of freaked out, you know, sounded like a gunshot almost, what I heard.
Right.
And, you know, by the time I hit the ground, I couldn't extend or bend my leg. You know, I just went and started grabbing my knee immediately. A lot of people think it happened when I hit the ground, but it actually happened, you know, as soon as I jumped it. What happened was I tore my patella tendon.
Right.
And I had to have surgery April 20th, 2011. And I was out 9 months. 9 months of just hard work and rehab. You know, the first couple weeks were really difficult, and I kind of just had that, you know, whatever, I kind of want to quit attitude, you know, and I was just like, I just don't, you know, I grew all my facial hair out, and you know, I have a bald head, but I had like all my hair grown out and everything, and I was just kind of, because for the first 2 weeks, all I could do was really lay on the couch, and I couldn't go to the gym, I couldn't do anything. The doc wanted me literally to stay on that couch for the first 2 weeks. You know, if I wanted a glass of water, I had to call my mom to come get it for me, and I just felt like useless. I felt like I was, you know, just like what was my purpose? Why am I even, you know, what am I doing? You know, like it was a tough time. And you know, I remember the day I went to go see the doctor. He said he released me to go start working out in the gym along with my rehab and everything. And I think that same day when I left rehab, I went straight to the gym and just started doing everything I could without my knee. And once I started seeing the improvements in rehab and that my knee was actually getting better, it kind of drove me to work even harder. And, you know, I started on the treadmill, you know, just started walking. So I was able to start jogging with a limp a little bit. And I just, every day I had to keep seeing those improvements. So I started working harder and harder and harder. And literally, you know, I busted my ass to get back, you know. And I actually did come back a little early, but I waited for him to release me. So it was one of those things that where, you know, when I came back before the doctor's orders, but I did come back before he projected me to come back. So it was a tough time, but I never worked so hard in my life, you know, and I knew that it was something I wanted. So I was going to work as hard as I had to for it. And ever since, yeah, I've come back, everything has just been crazy. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, you know.
Yeah, it seemed like the timing of it was absolutely terrible because you were really just starting to get some really good buzz going all over the place.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
it was bad timing. I was ready to go back to my second tour of Japan at the time. What would have been my second tour at the time. And in a few months. And you know, it was one of those unfortunate things. And like I said, I think the injury is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me, you know, in wrestling. But he made me a smarter wrestler, and you know, just show me that how far or how hard I'm willing to work, you know, for something that I really truly love.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good thing. You learn from everything, you know.
Right.
So, before you got hurt, you were working a bunch of independent dates all over the U.S. Is that something that you're going to start doing a little bit more this year, or you plan to go back to Japan?
I hope so. You know, I love working in the United States, and I miss it because, you know, all my friends over here. But at the same time, I do want to get that experience overseas, and I like going overseas and just learning. You know, I went to UK a couple months back and just learning, you know, new styles and just meeting new people is always a great thing. I want to get that experience, and not that I can't get it here, but, you know, just going overseas helps me a lot. I get to wrestle so much more often and everything, and you know, for me, it's I actually do prefer being overseas. So I definitely do look forward to that again. But, you know, at the same time, I definitely want to be able to wrestle in the United States as much as I can this year, especially, you know, because I get to wrestle people that I don't really get to wrestle that often. So it's kind of one of those bittersweet things, you know. It's like you want to stay and have fun in the States, but at the same time, it's, you know, I want to go and do my thing overseas, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to work every night. Unfortunately, over here, it only seems to be like on weekends. So, and just all the different styles that they do over there, you know?
That's what I love, you know, just, especially in the UK, you know, I wasn't familiar with British wrestling until before I got there. And, you know, going out there and meeting some of the guys and wrestling some of the guys, there's a lot of talent over there in the UK. So it was real, real, fun for me. And I'll definitely look forward to going back there as well, too. Which actually will be headed back there at the end of May.
There you go, end of May.
Yeah. So I'm pumped about that.
So if you're listening over in the UK, UA Nation's coming in May, man. Get ready, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I know a date that I've seen that you do have coming up here in the United States is you'll be working for AAW Pro out in Berwyn, Illinois, later this month.
Definitely, and Ricochet tagging up with Michael Elgin and Ethan Page.
Wow, that's getting in the ring with Michael Elgin, man. You're getting in the ring with all the big guys coming up this month, it seems.
Right. I think it's just those, I think it's a thing of, you know, on Twitter, people are asking, you know, when am I going to wrestle such and such? When am I going to be in the ring with such and such? I think it's one of those things that, you know, promotions are they might want to get that certain match before anybody else gets it. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that people, I think, they're listening to the fans because, you know, they're getting so much of it, you know. And, you know, it's only matchups that everybody wants to see. So, it, you know, unfortunately, like, not all of them get a chance to happen. But I think, you know, some people are trying to make those certain matchups that those fans want to see happen, you know, before any other promotion gets to do it.
Yeah. Definitely. That's definitely see what's going on in the indies now. Everyone's just like racing to make them same matches, you know, who can get them first.
Right.
Get the DVD out. And nothing wrong with that when you're like us fans of all good stuff, man. You see it all up.
There's so much talent out there. For, you know, it's just, you know, it's so much talent out there. So much talent.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So, like, the first time I think anyone sees you, and it's like, look at this guy, and like, you're so different. Cause I remember the first time I saw it. Like, I remember I was telling someone, like, he reminds me of like Ahmed Johnson when he was in awesome shape, except he can fly like Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, I get the thing I get the most is people think I'm just a typical big guy before they watch me wrestle.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, once they see me wrestle, they're like, oh, man, I had no idea you could do this. I had no idea you could do that, you know, and it's just, you know, one of those things that I, you know, I could sit here and tell you everything I could do, but I'd rather just go out there and show it, you know. You know, I mean, I consider myself a big guy, but, you know, I'm only about like 5'11", you know, I'm not even 6 foot, so,
right.
You know, but sometimes that big guy word, I mean, I think it gets thrown around a little, it kind of gets, when it comes to me, I don't know if I'd even consider myself that. A lot of people do, but, you know, it's one, everyone thinks, you know, like, oh, man, he's going to be, you know, just another big guy who, you know, who can't work or anything like that, you know, and then they see me go out there and you know.
Blow their
mind. Yeah, you know, I just want to make friends with everyone, you know. I want everybody to, you know, enjoy. You know, I just want, when the show's over, I want people leaving talking about me, you know. And, yeah, that's just the question that I want to make, you know. It's just, I don't even want to call it like a, you know, like a selfish thing, but, you know, I just want to make that kind of impression on people to where that I'm just in their mind and they, you know, want to come back to see me.
Well, you've done a pretty good job of doing that, man. Every time you're on the show, you're usually one of the main things people are talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that. I try to be.
Yeah, because it's funny, like you're saying, like the first time I saw you, and like you're saying, like, ooh, look at the size of this guy. And like you said, a lot of times you're thinking, these big guys can't work or anything. And after
right.
the first time I saw your first match, I think I turned him and said, Jesus Christ, does Vince know this guy's on the fucking radar? You know?
Fuck. Thank you. I appreciate that, though. That means a lot.
No problem.
That's kind of stuff that, you know, that keeps me going and just keeps me, you know, working hard and just trying to improve every time I get in the ring.
Have you had any contact with WWE at all along the way to be looked at?
I haven't said them anything I just feel like when that time comes, you know, it's going to come when the time is right, you know, and till then I'm just enjoying what I'm doing. I'm loving what I'm doing. Of course, WWE is the overall goal, but I feel like I can, you know, get, you know, a little more experience and become a little more seasoned.
Definitely.
You know, before I start really pressing for that, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Thank God you're doing the Japan thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, and before I even started, you know, working, I used to watch a lot of, you know, guys like Benoit, Jericho, and Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Benoit, yeah. And, it's, you know, I was like, you know, I want to be like those guys, you know, travel the world and, you know, make a name for myself and you know, and really be, really, really, you know, master the craft, you know, and then push for, you know, bigger things, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. Good choices to watch.
Yeah.
Also, Steelers,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Because you definitely have the physique that they love up there, you know. That's like usually their main thing.
Right. So, I got lucky. I got into a weight training at a young age, and it was since I picked up the weight, I was just never able to put them down.
Yeah, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
It definitely paid
off, you know. But I was like, when did you figure out that you could flip around at that size?
Actually, when I was a young kid, I actually used to be able to flip a lot better than I can now. I took gymnastics for like maybe 90 minutes.
Oh, see, I was going to ask if you took gymnastics. Now it makes sense.
I could always, you know, flip. I was able to flip before I got into gymnastics, but I think I took gymnastics for like half a year, and he showed me how to, you know, certain techniques and stuff like that. You know, the bigger I got, I just always made sure agility was number one. I always worked on my agility. I was like, okay, no matter how big I get, I'm going to make sure I'm agile because, you know, I like to be able to, I want, you know, this time high school sports, you know, I want to always be quick, you know, I like people to underestimate me, and then, you know, when they see, you know, how quick I was, you know, at the shot, you know, that's what I like, agility was just the main thing that I always made sure I worked on, and it just never left, so, you know, I kind of got lucky with that, I guess, too.
Yeah, it's really worked out well for your wrestling career, because
definitely.
nobody that looks like you works like you, so it makes you stick out in a crowd, and that's definitely a good thing, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad that it's true. And I just, like I said, I want to be something different and bring something different to the table. You know, I don't want to be just like everybody else. I always, you know, proud of myself being a little kid on being able to stand out. You know, and that's what I hope to continue doing.
Oh, you will. Very unique.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Earlier, you talked about training and breaking in and working with A.R. Fox. You were trained by Mr. Hughes, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Why don't you talk about training with him down in Georgia? Because that's not... We don't get to hear about that a lot up here in the Northeast, so probably a lot of people don't get to hear about it.
Yeah, Hughes is a great guy. Once you're around him, man, you can't do anything. You can't help but love him. You know, I think the first thing I started with, like, what I was doing was, I have a lot of money, and I don't think my parents were, you know, thought I was going to take me serious when I told them that I actually wanted to start wrestling and everything. And I started working at the airport, working with Delta, and I was like, hey, the only reason I'm getting this job is to save up enough money to start training. And I found a school down here in Atlanta, which, you know, I just got lucky that it was in Atlanta, and I lived in Atlanta.
Right.
So, you know, I went to take a look at it, and I brought my dad to it. He took a look at it, too. And, you know, the day I had enough money, I signed up. I started with, like, 8 other people who I've yet to see to this day. I think after the first week, none of them came back. And it was great. I always said it was something I was going to stick. After the first, like, the first week, though, I thought I was like, man, this, I didn't, you know, you watch it on TV and I always stick. I'm like, oh, man, this is easy. I can do this. And you get in there and you start, you know, bumping around and hitting the ropes. And your body, like that first week, just getting used to that process was just, you know, I was dreading it. I'm going to training every day.
Yeah.
And I was telling my mom, you know, I think the ropes, I felt it fall from her, like the ropes cut my back open. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, just a huge, like, cut, like a huge, huge fall on my back. And, you know, I said, no matter what, I'm going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, getting there with Hughes, too, you know, he'd always, get me that one-on-one, you know, give me that one-on-one time that, I think everybody should have it, you know, at some point. And I think he saw the potential, you know. And that's what he tells me up to this day is that, you know, he saw from day one I had that potential. So he, you know, would work with me extra hard and, you know, show me everything I needed to know to, you know, be the best wrestler that I could be.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, man. And I owe, you know, a lot of what I know, what I've, you know, done and wrestling to him.
And he's been around, man. I remember him growing up,
yeah,
whether it was ECW or WWE and WCW.
Right. He's been around for a while. he got to hang out with some of the greats, too. So he's always telling us stories about, you know, back when he was on the road and everything. So it's good just to sit there and listen to that, man. He's an interesting guy.
I can just imagine.
Yeah.
You came out of A.R. Fox came out of, I think Jonathan Gresham came from there too, didn't he?
Definitely. Another good friend of mine, Jonathan Gresham, he came out of there. Keith Slater actually trained up a little while too.
Yeah.
He was there before I was there, though. And I think that's Gresham was another guy who was out of there too. Was another real talented guy. Very talented guy. Yeah,
he's another one. If he was like a foot taller, man, like the sky'd be the limit for him, you know. But like,
right.
It's tough at his height, but man, he can really fucking go.
He can. And, you know, he's trying to find that opening, you know, himself to just break on to that, you know, that next level, no matter what, you know, whatever level it might be, but just to, you know, advance his career and everything.
Definitely, man. All three is, man, very exciting styles. And,
yeah.
Really,
it's funny because like a lot of people are like, yeah, you guys came out of WWE 4, and you know, a lot of the guys do a lot of flying, and you know, it's like he was never did any of that stuff. How did he teach you all that? You know,
he's
good at some of that stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Mr. Hughes has ever made it to the top rope.
Nah, I doubt that. Yeah, he did a lot of, like, you know, he said he used to do some drop kicks and fly across bodies, but I don't think he ever hit one over the top or came off the top rope. So.
This weekend, man, going to be in Florida, going to be in Ybor City this Friday night, in Orlando this Saturday night, Jacksonville this Sunday night. All three nights also available on iPay-Per-View at WWN Live. It's Evolve, man, and they're coming to South Florida all weekend, and UR Nation's going to be there, man. We appreciate you coming on the show this week, man. This has been fun.
Thank you. I enjoy it. You know, I always love to get to do, I don't get to do it often, you know. When I do, you know, get an offer, you know, I'm either overseas or something like that, so it's always fun for me to be able to do this.
You know, why don't you tell the people where they can follow you on the internet?
Oh, man, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Wuhan Nation. That's Wuhan Nation. Facebook is Wuhan Nation, too. And my fan page, you type in Wuhan Nation, my fan page, and, you know, my actual page will pop up. So at Wuhan Nation on Twitter and Wuhan Nation on Facebook for the fan page and my actual page. And I try my best to reply to messages and anything like that. Sometimes I get a little backed up. But, you know, if you do send me a message, I definitely will give you a reply, whether it's within a day or a month, it's going to happen.
And while we got you for a second, is there any other upcoming dates or anything you'd like to promote while you got this time?
January, we got, like I said, we got the AEW the week of the 24th. Down here in Georgia. Not too much going on down where I'm at, but that's really about it that's going on right now. I wish there was a little more, but it's kind of tough when I, you know, being over there so much, you get my USA schedule really busy like that, so
right.
Hopefully I can get that big there, though.
Are you going to be in for WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, definitely. I always got to be here for that. That's going to be another exciting weekend I'm looking forward to.
That'll be good. Good
definitely,
time.
Yeah. New Orleans is going to go down. New Orleans is going to take over New Orleans. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, what a town for WrestleMania, man. The party never stops.
right.
Are you going to be on the FIP shows? I think February, right? Is FIP?
February. I hope so. I think DJ, I'm not sure if when the next DJ say that is the FIP, I hope so. I haven't talked to anyone about it, but I'd love to. You know, anytime I get a chance to go down to Tampa and you know, wrestle with it, FIP, you know, Evolve on there, or just, you know, anytime I get a chance to wrestle for really my home promotions, I'm going to take every opportunity I can to make sure that happens.
Yeah. This weekend, it'll be in Florida this weekend, so if he's not at FIP next month, you got your shot this weekend. Friday, Saturday, man. Evolve. It's Uwai Nation, man. Thanks for being on the Uncle Mike and Tom Show.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, thank you a real lot.
No doubt.
I want to tell everyone that you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial with Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the Internet. It is a consumer service that allows users to choose the audio versions of their favorite books. With a library of over 150,000 titles, users can purchase individual books, or for real savings can sign up for an Audible Listener program, which gives them book credits each month for a low monthly fee. Sign up for your free 30-day trial by heading to audibletrial.com/PWP radio. And don't forget the /PWP radio so you can get your free trial at audiobooks today. We want to thank Wuhan Nation for being on the show, man. Cool guest, cool dude. This weekend at Evolve Wrestling, man, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
You can go to www.dgusa.tv for more information. Or order the iPay-per-views at www.wwnlive.com, man. You get everything you need to know. Or just go to the shows if you're in Florida.
Yeah.
Go hang out and see some good indie wrestling. Fuck, if you live in Florida, God knows there's not much good indie wrestling going on. So if you're an indie wrestling fan, you don't get too many great opportunities down there, you know?
Yeah.
Sad but true. Speaking of opportunities, WWE, while we were gone, had a they've been doing these camps where they bring in some indie guys or different people to take a look at. Sometimes it's indie guys, sometimes it's athletes from different sports. And they had a camp while we were gone near the end of December. And the only reason I mention is some of the people that were there is Bestia666 was there. That's Damien666's nephew, I believe. Ricochet was there. Pepper Parks. Drake Younger that we've been talking about for a while. Seeing he's getting a WWE look to him. And Egotistico Fantastico, Robert and Anthony were all down there, man. It's interesting to see some of the guys they're taking a look at, like Ricochet. Like, you would think they would want to grab him up in a heartbeat. Becoming like a total package.
Well, you figure, you took Generico, you know what I mean? And he's basically right along the same lines.
He's in much better shape than Generico, and has like a more...
Yeah.
their eyes, a look that they can package and sell.
No, I agree.
Better for what they look for, you know?
Yeah.
And Drake
Younger's
been getting in
shape
and looking better and better, and I really believe he's going to end up there. And like a year ago, I would have never said that. But here we are, and I believe it.
Once he moved out and we started getting him on the Pro Wrestling Guerrillas, and just, bam, you knew, you know, like, it's coming. Drake's going to be going. You knew it. It's going to happen, I think.
Definitely. And it's cool. Robert Anthony's another one. He used to be there a long time back. He was in Deep South. And I always thought he should get another shot and opportunity. And I was surprised to see his name, because really the only thing he's been doing for a while now is Resistance Pro.
What? Who?
Robert Anthony.
Yeah, but what show?
Resistance Pro.
Oh, La Resistance. Sorry, you're 2 weeks off. I forget about these dudes.
Yeah. No shindies allowed. But yeah, so it's interesting to see the names that got a look. So far, no signings or nothing that we heard about, but it'd be cool to see some of these guys get picked up.
Yeah.
Pepper Parks has been around forever. I believe he was originally trained by Les Thatcher. Yeah.
And the look.
Yeah, and he's got the look they like, too.
Now, Bestia 666, obviously, you don't probably get a chance to see much, but if you watch Extreme Rising, and he's looked fantastic on every show so far of theirs.
I like him a
lot. Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
Also, why we were gone, AAW and AIW had a very successful weekend right after Christmas on, I believe it was the 28th and 29th of December. They both had their biggest attendance in their history, man, as they both sold out, jam-packed, no vacancy, Turner's Hall Friday night for AIW and the Berwyn Eagles Lodge, right? Eagles Club, I'm sorry. In Berwyn, both sold out, man. They had people sitting on the stairs all the way to the top. They took down the merchandise table at AAW to put more seats.
Now that's fucked up. I can't believe that.
It's good to hear that good indies doing things the right way are finding success. So even though wrestling business on a whole is not exactly kicking right now, it's good to see the promotions busting their ass and putting on great shows. They're finding success.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it was because it was the holiday weekend, because they both did the huge shows the month before.
Before, too. Yeah.
And that was also holiday weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. But both weekends for both of them,
the buzz.
Huge crowds.
Yeah, I hope it's the buzz. I hope it. Well, look at the talent, though, too, that's been on these shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So, when you turned around and you said, yo, check out this picture, and you showed me the crowd at AIW.
They've never had a crowd.
Holy
like
fuck, they're all the way back to friggin' Aaron and probably.
Man, and jammed down the sides. They were grabbing anything they could for chairs.
Good for them.
Well, we'll see as their next shows come up to start off the new year. AAW returns, I believe it's January 24th, to Berwyn, Illinois, and AIW returns February 7th to Cleveland. Be interesting to see if they draw big crowds.
Turner's Hall.
Like that again.
Yeah.
Hopefully, for their sakes, they will, and they're both on a hot streak. They both deserve it. They both put on killer shows. And if you never checked them out before, we highly recommend checking them out. If you can't get their live, smartmarkvideo.com. has them both on MP4, VOD, and DVD, whatever you choose. You can get AIW, AAW, and a whole lot of other great stuff, man.
If you are a big indie fan and you're like, oh, I don't follow them or I don't know them, don't just take my word for it.
Yeah, just jump like, in. Man. The last couple years have been great from both promotions.
Yeah. Yes.
Lots and lots of greatness. Jump in. Have a ball. It's the place to be. Right now in the indie scene, two of the best going. And it's good to see them getting results.
Not that this means anything to any of this. Does Smart Mark, do they still do the sampler?
No, they haven't put out a sampler in a long time. Right. Yeah,
that was always that was a nice little thing they started doing. I think that's a very, very good tool.
I agree. They haven't had a sampler in probably like a year.
Yeah, because there's so many people. I'm not saying stingy, but in this day and age in the economy with money the way it is, it's hard, you know? And you don't want to spend your money and take a chance on something, and you get it like, oh, this fucking sucks, or, you know, shit like that. Yeah. But definitely, they are two independent feds. And don't get me wrong, there's many real, but AAW and AIW right now, totally on fucking fire. Totally on fire.
I agree with the sampler because, like you were just saying, it's tough, man. You know, people a lot of times might want to check something out, but they don't want to take the $12, $10, $15, whatever it is, price tag, you know. But sometimes they might see a match on the sampler, like, wow, I'm really into this. And they'll take the shot on it, you know.
And in a way, you also get to see the quality
kind of
each.
And that's like another thing. You never know the quality is going to be for some of these.
Yeah.
Usually anything that Smart Mark video has, the quality is really good. And if Smart Mark filmed it itself, then it's top notch.
Yeah. Now, see, I'm not going to go off on a band or whatever. Last night we watched the ACW
Anarchy Championship Wrestling
Queen of Queens.
Yeah, 2013 Queen of Queens.
While it was light out during the day, it looked awesome. And then once it gets dark, you just can't. Can't see nothing, you know. Yeah, what I mean? It's tough.
And I like
the Fed. You know, it's just
they run in Austin, Texas, at a place called the Mohawk, and it's like an outside venue they run. And when it's like you said, when it's light out, it's great. Mm. And I think it's a really cool venue.
Yeah, I like it.
It seems like it'd be really cool to see a show there live. I'd kind of like to put it on my bucket list, but I don't know when I'm going to be in Austin, Texas. But anyway,
first you got to get a pair of cowboy boots.
Yeah. When it gets dark out, they just don't have the place properly lit, man.
No.
And it's really an issue with their DVDs, man. Like, I got the December show, and, like, in the winter, it's really bad because it gets dark early, obviously. Go figure. And, like, I got the December show, and the whole goddamn thing is, like, hard to watch, you know? But at least when you get shows in the summer, like Queen of Queens is in June, two-thirds of the show is in the daylight, so it looks really good. But that's definitely a problem they need to fix.
Yeah. And it's not even just that, like we always say. Like, we're so friggin' spoiled because of Smart Mark.
Yeah.
And some other, but, like, just even knowing how to videotape and where the people need to be at certain times of matches and this and that. And that's just it. We're so spoiled from Smart Mark.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, at least we are. Yeah. You know. We love you, Smart Mark.
Speaking of that Queen of the Queens show, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Not great. I think last year's was better. Definitely better talent on last year's. It was at the bar they ran, like the Three Oaks, whatever it was called. So it was indoors and there was lights. But I didn't like that place either because the way they filmed it was just a fucking wall behind the ring and no crowd, and that never looked good either.
Yeah,
but the show itself was all right. If you're in the women's wrestling, I guess I'd recommend it. I think I'd give it a 6 out of 10. Also, the commentary was not live, and the way it was, like the editing, it really could tell it wasn't. Yeah. It kind of took away a little bit. Like the production wasn't good on the Queen of the Queens 13. I tell you, I was watching the show the month before the May show, and production on that was a million times better. And it was from the same place. And had the live commentary, and the majority of the show was on the daylight and looked really good, and the sound was great.
Yeah, you have your days.
It's a different kind of promotion. It's different anarchy.
They have more power to it.
They got some cool guys down there, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Bolt Brady's really good. I think Evan Jalistico.
That motherfucker blew my mind last
night. Man. He cuts pretty good promos.
The crowd starts, like, not say heckling, but anybody else would have, I think, most guys talking, when the crowd start getting like that, I think, retrieve, or whatever. And what does he do? He goes out, gets a chair, comes in, and then just lays it back in on you. Like, he you know, like, all right, you want to be a bunch of assholes? Well, I'm just going to force this, and just, bam, came in, sat down, and kept cutting his promo, and had the whole place in the palm of his fucking hand. You know?
Yeah.
So, that kid's showing a lot. Well, we see him a lot at AIW, so we know where he's...
Yeah, he's a pretty good worker, and he cut a pretty good promo.
Yeah. A lot different, like I said, like, because at AIW, it's more, not comedy. Well, I guess kind of it is with the submission.
Yeah, submission part like of it's totally comedy.
Like, when he's
down there...
it's all serious. And he's really, really kicking ass.
And I like Matthew Palmer a lot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He got a shot with Beyond Wrestling recently on one of their shows, so that's pretty cool.
I'll see that.
But he's pretty crazy, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's got their hardcore title, and he'd be a nice addition to CZW for, like, a tournament of death or something.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That kid's pretty nuts. He's willing to do anything.
JoJo Bravo.
Yeah, JoJo Bravo's not bad.
Good. He was funny.
That Ricky Starks ain't bad.
Yeah, he was good.
And then they got the obvious guys like ACH is really good.
Yeah.
Athena is really good. And Scott Summers from down there.
Yeah, are we covering that show or no?
Nah, we're just bullshitting.
Okay, because I'm going to say that
Barbie Hayden
won.
Yeah, she won the
Queen of the Queens.
Queen of the Queens over No, actually, she lost in the final Angel Blue.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, you're right. I'm forgetting.
Yeah. But she was in the final. Yeah. I thought you were right. Ha!
No, okay, I forgot. But she looked fantastic. That was the first time I've seen her in a while. Because like you said, I didn't see the WSU
lately, so that's good for her.
I didn't see her for a while, but she looked fantastic, and she had some great matches. Her and Sue Young were fantastic.
I agree. You know.
And even like that, like we were saying, like Sue Young... very serious in that match, and not that it's comedy and shine, but a little different, not as, I guess, serious.
Yeah.
And that was very, very, real, real good match.
Obviously, Davey Vega's down there.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on the show, that's right, forgot.
Yeah.
Taking on a kid, now, I don't know if I've seen, because I don't see a real lot of ACW, I've seen some, and I don't remember, but that Kyle Hawk, the kid that's going to be leaving, I guess, to join the military. And I thought this kid tore the fucking house down with him. I thought it was a real good match.
That was the first time I ever seen that Kyle Hawk.
That was okay, then if that's your first time, it's definitely my first time then.
Yeah.
You know? So, real, real good kid. But I guess he's going to be leaving to go to the military. But he had a great match with Davey Vega.
So we watched that. Also, while we were gone... on the holidays, we watched Battle War's Block Party and Battle War 11.
Oh, my God.
Battle War 11, I thought, was fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Battle War's had a bad show yet. If you're a fan of old IWS, or if you're a fan of Canadian independent wrestling, Battle War's definitely something you should check out, based out of Montreal. They have a lot of their regular Montreal regulars, and... it's a fun little fed, man. Doesn't take itself too serious. They got some good wrestling, some good comedy, some wild brawling.
And a couple of
2 hour shows.
Get
man.
A couple of Americans on.
Yeah, like Drew Gulak's been going up there, and R.D. Evans, and Mr. Well, Touchdown was
Mr.
on
Touchdown.
Block.
Yeah.
Was Block Party on Battle War 11.
Yeah. And, well, Block Party, you've got to say, didn't have
no
commentary
on that. That was like a show you did between Battle War 10 and 11.
And that was a freebie.
Yeah,
show or whatever, so...
It was definitely their weakest show to date.
And it was still good.
But Battle War 11 was really good. I think I'd give this like an 8.
Ooh.
Mr. Touchdown and Speedball Mike Bailey was great.
Yeah.
I put great stuff.
That was real, real good.
Tank Man against Green Phantom and the Radioactive Wave was
real, real good. Mike Patterson is Mike Patterson. He's really, really starting to come into his own on these shows. Like really, really starting to show a good wrestling or wrestling manager type talent now. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, the next. Oh, you're
Giant Tiger, oh. Man, they're doing this thing all summer. Giant Tiger said someone stole his barbecue. So at the block party, he challenged anyone stole his barbecue to show up in Battle War 11. And this masked man showed up and said his name is Big Bad Quentin, or BBQ for short, sure. And he stole his barbecue.
And he looked awfully familiar to the mysterious,
handsome Stranger from Chikara. So they end up having a match.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all I can say about it. BBQ ended up winning, and basically it set up a rematch for Battle War 12, which we do have in our possession and haven't watched yet. But it's going to be BBQ versus Giant Tiger with Mass Careers and Giant Tiger's barbecue grill all on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should say it'll be Giant Tiger's career and his mask against BBQ's mask and the grill.
The grill, yeah.
And anything goes.
Unbelievable. BBQ, you don't even have to watch the guy wrestle. You just watching him walk around the ring and just
barbecue brawl.
Unbelievable.
Drew Gulak and Player Uno had a great match on this. TDT, man. I wanted to see them down here in the States. They fought Twiggy. Yeah. And Bucks Belmar and Shane Hawk had a wild brawl all over the building. Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Battle War 11, definitely worth checking out, man. It's
smartmarketvideo.com.
Yeah. You know what else we checked out while the Christmas break? We checked out the WXW CZW Big Japan Triangle League.
Yeah.
4-day tournament that Smart Mark Video put out. And that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There was some really good stuff on there.
Yeah, yeah. But weird, oddly enough, the fourth night was the weakest.
Yeah, we thought the fourth night was the weakest, which is weird. But I don't know, some of the Germany guys weren't, I wasn't into as I thought I would be. But there was a lot of good stuff on it.
Because
we got Drew Gulak and Ricochet on the first night. And that match is real interesting because the rings broke a couple minutes in. So it's great to see Ricochet and Drew Gulak have to scrap whatever they had planned. Because you figure a lot of Ricochet's offense that he had planned was using ropes. Since the ropes, all three ropes broke. And they had to do more of a mat-based match. And it came out really good.
Real, real good.
And,
if you want to say on the fly, but not really, you know, you're already going in with a game plan, but obviously when a rope breaks, it definitely throws things out the window, and they pulled it off beautifully.
Good Drake Younger, Big Van Waller
match
on the first night.
Yeah, that was real, real good.
Dice Case Sekimoto fought Kim Ray. A.R. Fox and Zack Sabre Jr. Was on there. And they had a really fun main event with Man Pondo, Crazy Mary Dobson.
Yeah, she looked fantastic.
And Chris Rush against DJ Hyde, Karsten Beck, and Aaron Insane, and this other dude. I can't read. Sexton Keel, I believe his name is.
Yeah.
Really fun. Crazy Mary Dobson, best I've ever seen her look.
Yeah, she looked fantastic. And speaking of Zack Sabre, because I haven't seen him in a while. Oddly enough, he looks like a young Von Erich. That's the only thing I could say. He looks like, not saying the two now, what, Russ and Marshall.
Yeah.
He just like looked back in the day like a young Kevin or David, you know, just fucking fantastic. I love Zack Sabre.
Yeah, man, I wish we could see him more often.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So good. Night 2 had Davey Richards and Fred Stahl. It had Dice Case Sekimoto and Drake Younger, Drew Gulak and Zack Sabre Jr.
Mm-hmm.
was on this. A.R. Fox and Ricochet was on that. So much great stuff. Night
and,
three.
Bad Bones from Germany looked real good. In awesome, totally awesome shape. Because I haven't seen him since we saw him live down in Philly.
WXW was in.
Unless we watched something, you know, other than that over the course of the time. But that was the first time I saw him in a while.
Night three at A.R. Fox and Drew Gulak.
Yeah, that was great.
Zack Sabre Jr. and Ricochet. John Gresham and Bad Bones. Dice K. Sakamoto and Big Van Walter.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. That was awesome. And oddly enough, DJ put over Freddie Stahl, a kid from Germany. I'm gathering Germany. And I thought he looked real, real good.
Yeah. I agree. And obviously the fourth night had the finals of the tournament. And a whole bunch of other stuff going on. Really fun shows, four nights. Germany is always a fun crowd over there. Real hot crowd, good atmosphere. It seemed like they packed them in all four nights.
Mm-hmm. Fourth night, though, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what was
the matchups, or was there just a lot of, talking even, too? There was a lot of, in a ring.
I think,
a little mix, I guess, of both.
Yeah.
It's like they outdid themselves the first three nights, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
One thing, some of the guys from Germany, not Bad Bones, obviously, he's in great shape, but say that Big Van Walter, if he got in, shape, like the shape that, Bad Bones was in.
He was in better shape than the last time we seen
yes,
him.
Yes, yes, and he's good. He's maybe like Morishima, kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe not as fat as Morishima, but, you know, just still a great worker and everything. But if he got real serious with, weights and stuff or whatever, he'd be on WWE TV. That's just my opinion.
Another thing we watched that I think probably because it's late in the year maybe, and I think it's one of the best shows this year, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Matt Rushmore.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This show was so fucking great. Like, look at this notebook here, and it's like, after every match, I was like, awesome, awesome, awesome. Like, it's awesome. Like, if you're thinking about getting an indie show and you don't know what to get, just get Matt Rushmore from Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. You can't go wrong with that one. You'll love it.
Well, really, anything from Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla doesn't have bad shows. If this was one of their strongest shows of the year, I'd give this one a 9. I'm going to start rating the shows 1 to 10, with 10 being the best.
Dude, every fucking want to be a 10.
Well, it can't be like that. I think this is a 9. Yeah, not everything's going to be. 9's like a great show. Yeah. I'd give this one a 9.
You're Meltzer with the 5 star.
Some really awesome stuff. Alex, Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly was fucking great. Although people probably won't be happy with the finish. A lot of run-ins. And it's all right to me and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla because that's something they don't normally do.
Yeah.
So with this Matt Rushmore group, I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It really set up Gargano and Cole for the next show. The Young Bucks against Joey and Candice. It was fucking really awesome.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was real, real good.
More bang for your buck, man. Awesome stuff. And, really meshed well. As good as you would think it'd be.
First match, what was Rosas and...
Rosas and Willie Mack against...
No. Willie Mack was with Rosas. Rosas was with, what's his name?
Peter Avalon. Against Willie Mack.
Norv.
Yeah.
Burnham? That was friggin' off the friggin' charts with B-Boy and Willie Mack. Oh, my God.
Great, great over there.
That was real, real good.
Kevin Steen ACH was
amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. And Steen dressed up like the Ultimate Warrior. He had the tassels on his arms and his legs. It's friggin' great.
Trent Barrett and Chuck Taylor against A.R. Fox and Rich Swann.
Totally amazing.
Tommaso Ciampa against Drake Younger versus Brian Cage versus Anthony Johnny Gargano and Roderick Strong. Like, everything was so fucking good on this show. Just go out and get it. If you haven't seen it. And if you already seen it, probably watch it again because it was that fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Speaking of them, they are going to be returning January 31st for DDT 4.
Ooh.
And they actually have announced the first round matches.
Oh, how we love DDT 4.
And whatnot. Hang on here a second. I'll pull it up. So you ready to hear this lineup? First round matches, DDT 4. We got Adam Cole and Kevin Steen teaming up, taking on Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan in a first round match.
Wow.
It'll be Rockness Monsters of Johnny Goodtime and Johnny Yuma taking on Best Friends of Chuck Taylor and Trent Barreta.
Yeah.
It will be Brian Cage and Michael Elgin, otherwise known as the un-fucking-breakable machines. Taking on Peter Avalon and Ray Rosas. It'll be Rich Swann and Ricochet taking on A.R. Fox and ACH.
Wow.
And it'll be Chris Hero versus Johnny Gargano versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Drake Younger.
Yeah, cool.
That's all night one of DDT 4. Yeah. Oh, plus Roderick Strong versus Tommaso Ciampa.
Wow.
Like, some good stuff going down at DDT 4, man. Like, how can you go around there? Friday night, January 31st, Reseda, California, 8 p.m. Pro Wrestling Grill, always awesome. And that's what's going down DDT 4. We'll talk a lot more about that as it gets closer, obviously. And that's a lot of what we watched over the holidays, man.
What else?
Let's see, Extreme Rising, man.
We took it in with the Outlaw.
Yeah. The show itself was all right. I don't even have the matches in front of me. It was like it started off, the first couple matches were eh. But then, it got pretty decent, I guess. It was like, nothing was blowaway, nothing was terrible. It was just kind of their type of show, you know?
Yeah.
But they had a big crowd, which actually the crowd was 750, 800 people.
Yeah, it looked nice. It looked good.
And the iPay-per-view stream was perfect all night. Not a problem with it, man. I give High Spots TV, highspots.com, give them credit. Their iPay-per-view feed was great. It looked really good.
Yeah. Back in the ECW arena.
Back in the ECW arena, first show back, that's, you know, it was pretty bare bones.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of plans. They plan to put in, like, a bleachers balcony type thing all the way around. New bathrooms, new entrance they have where you come in and, it's going to be like a lobby. See, back in the day, like between Former Mills and ECW Arena, they had an entrance that the ECW wrestlers used to come in and out of to get in and out of the building. And actually, the whole wall used to open up because, like, I remember the night they snuck, like, Jerry Lawler in, for instance. That night that Lawler showed up, they could drive a whole car right up in there, you know, and then just close the wall. And I guess that's going to be where new entrances, where it's going to be like a lobby. And then you'll come in and they have doorways where, like, the old concession stand used to be. And so it should be pretty cool when they're all done. They had a masked man that did a run-in, and you called it. You hit it right on the money.
I was just guessing, putting two to two together by the end of the show.
Yeah. And they had a masked man that he attacked. Who the hell did he attack on the show? Rhino. And it was Colby Carino, Steve Carino. Steve Carino was the mystery guy that took on Stevie Richards.
Yeah.
Cut an awesome, awesome promo before
that's
match.
How I knew it was his kid that interfered.
But then they had a real short match that wasn't anything special. But I love Carino, and the promo was great.
Yeah, but on a note there, Rhino was against Devin Storm.
Yes.
And they tore it down.
Yeah, they busted
their
ass.
They did some crazy spots at this point in their careers that I don't think they really need to be taken, like shit with the guardrail and all that setup and all that. But, man, I cringe when I watch Devin Storm. He just looks like I don't know how to explain it.
It
looks like he's wrestling in total pain.
Yeah.
Or just the way he's walking around or shit. I don't know. But they tore it down. Fuck, even Sabu and Facade. I thought that was real, real good.
Yeah.
That was a good match. And the one where Damien 666 teamed with his son, Bestia 666.
That was against Super Crazy and Pat Dilla. That was great.
Best match.
Rey Mysterio against Papa Nam was pretty good.
That was good, too.
Matt Hardy and Luke Hawks worked hard in the cage.
That was real good.
It was a decent show.
Yeah.
Not bad. They returned September 8th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But Balls Mahoney didn't look good.
No. But here's the lineup they got in Pittsburgh. And a special attraction, it will be Matt Hardy with Remy Sky and Rich the Beast Ortiz taking on Lukacs and Homicide. So it's Matt Hardy and Rich Ortiz against Lukacs and Homicide. Stevie Richards will defend the title against a mystery opponent again. Falls Count Anywhere will be Rhino versus Devin Storm. It'll be Blackout against the Hit Squad of Danny Moff and Monster Mac. Plus Balls Mahoney in a hardcore match. Greek God popping on Blue, Meanie, Facade, Man Scout, and more. Coming up February 8th in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
At the Irish Center in Squirrel Hill.
Yeah. And the Hit Squad, that match was set up. They ran in to save...
They ran in on Blackout.
Yeah, Blackout was cutting a pro and then he attacked. Who the hell did they attack, though? He attacked somebody and that's when the Hit Squad came out. I can't even remember who they attacked.
Blackout. They attacked Blackout.
Yeah, but didn't Blackout... Oh, they just ran in and attacked them?
Yeah, I forget. Blackout was fighting somebody. I forget who they were fighting.
They weren't fighting. They were just cutting a promo. That's what I mean. And then I think they did something to somebody, and then they came running out.
They were supposed to be on TV.
Yeah.
But due to weather, like, they were supposed to fly in Art of Oakland to be their lead commentator, and... He didn't get there due to weather and then other shit, so then they didn't get none of the stuff taped, and they had Joe Dombrowski do commentary on the show, which I thought he did really good, they announced that Art of Oakle's out, which I don't even, to me, I don't know, he does commentary for the Smash shows. He's kind of there. I don't think he's anything special. But instead they're going to have Matt Stryker going forward with Joel Gertner. But now it was announced today that... I guess they're not going to be on in Philly anytime soon. Something about doing them not getting the TV right anytime they missed their chance, and now they got to wait for another opportunity. So they never aired on TV in Philly, and now they're not going to be on for a while. So I don't know. It's extreme rising for you, I guess. But they do return to Philadelphia in March. Although I don't have the date in front of me, unfortunately. So, I guess I can't tell you when that is. It's all good. We'll talk more about them in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah.
Stream Rising. In the new ECW arena. Right. Well, it was good just to hear their iPay-per-view worked. I've been hearing rumblings that Shakar's coming back in February. Ring of Honor Final Battle drew 1,350
for the record. I saw that, too. That was a good show.
Yeah, we watched that, too. That was really good. I think we ever talked about that before we went away. Coming up in just 23 days, National Pro Wrestling Day.
Where is it going to be this time?
In Easton, Pennsylvania.
We going?
It depends. Because it's free. But there is like a bunch of shows going on that day. As long as there's nothing else going on that I'm going to.
Or wanting to see.
Yeah. Or on iPay-per-view.
Because
that's kind of far off, so I haven't scheduled that far ahead yet.
Well, this is the first I heard about it.
Well, that's
that's
going to be my thing here, is we're 20-some days away, and the buzz for this is, like, non-existent. Like, last year, you know, they had...
There ain't nothing to promote it.
They had, like, all this buzz going in, all these promotions involved, free iPay-per-view, and honestly, obviously, it was used for Mike Quackenbush, ran the show to a good way to kick off all his wrestling is promotions, basically, you know?
Yeah.
And, as we're recording this, it's 23 days, 15 hours, and 23 minutes. Wrestling can change the world. Read about our mission. Yeah, now they're teaming up with a charity. And see, I was assuming this year this is going to be to relaunch Chikara. But this year, I guess, instead of having promotions, it's just wrestlers. So this is what's announced so far. It's February 1st at 1 p.m., National Pro Wrestling Day, Easton, Pennsylvania. Features Colt Cabana, Maria Kanellis, Estonian Thunderfrog, Drew Gulak, Green Ant, Mike Bennett, Eddie Kingston, Joe Pittman, Lithuanian Snow Troll, Juan Francisco de Coronado, and Shinron, and many more. Check back for updates. And they will be taking donations for Against Malaria Foundation. But this is a free show. But so far, no word about iPay-per-view or anything like that.
No.
So, I don't know, man. It's just kind of weird how little buzz there's been about this or talk. No matches, no nothing. 23 days away. I don't know, man. It's just kind of weird, you know?
Well, there it is. There's streaming info.
Yeah, if you missed last
year. Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be on iPay-per-view this year.
Well, at least one thing. At least it's from the Palmer Center.
Yeah, that's so it's close place, to us if we want to go. It says we're going to change the world on February 1st. Yeah.
We'll see.
That's about it. We know it's going to be in Easton. That's about it, man. And see, anything else we really want to talk about? I guess that's about it for this week. I was going to go on an iPay-per-view rant, but we'll save that for another day.
What do you mean?
I'm getting tired of Louis Lisp always bitching about iPay-per-views over at that pondering site. I was going to,
We've got the time. Here's the thing. Get the resolutions out there.
iPay-per-view is the future of independent pro wrestling.
Yes.
I mean, it is what it, I mean, that's...
You call that the first time somebody ran one. This is the new thing.
The ability to sit in your living room and watch an independent pro wrestling show is fucking awesome. But we're in the very early stages of technology. But I'm not even going to blame technology because Major League Baseball, NHL, NBA, NFL, they pull it off every night of the week streaming their games to a ton of people on their streaming devices. They all have their... You know, their league passes, Sunday tickets.
Yeah, but they're a billion dollars.
Yeah, so the technology is there, exactly. But we're talking about billion-dollar corporations and indie promotions. So indie promotions, you know, are obviously working on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, it's early stages of technology, so it's not as widespread. So you have hits and you have misses and you have everything in between. But for the people bitching to stop, it's not going to stop, you know. It shouldn't stop. You don't want to try to stop technology, you know, and all that stuff. Right now it's tough, you know. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But even in a worst case scenario, if you order an iPay-per-view and it doesn't work, you still know in the next day or two that it's going to be up on video on demand and you're going to get to watch it within 48 hours of it happening for a small fucking price.
And you get your refund.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. People bitch, but everyone's been really cool about refunds and whatnot. Yeah. From WWN Live to Ring of Honor to RFV, you know, whoever it is that has had an issue or no issues. When it's come to refunds, everyone's been cool about it except Pro Wrestling Evil. But they're out of business, so hey, you get what you get, you know?
Yeah. The one that cracked me up the most was when who ran the free iPay-per-view and when you said you got home, people were bitching about
it. Oh, Ring of Honor.
The damn thing was for...
Yeah.
Well, not... No, it wasn't even them. There was somebody else, though, too.
I remember Ring of Honor did the September show for
you
Philly.
You came back from 2CW. Wasn't
it? Oh, theirs was free. Yeah, yeah. And people were bitching about the lighting.
Yeah. The fucking thing was free. You didn't even pay for the fucking thing.
I know. Well, yeah, same thing with the Ring of Honor and Go Fight Live. They did a free iPay-per-view to see if it would work, and it didn't work, and the people were bitching. It was fucking free. And it was a test to see if it would work.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I know it's frustrating when you schedule a plan, you plan an evening, and then you sit down and watch something that doesn't work. It sucks.
And we know.
But at this point, you got to keep that in mind going into it.
Yeah.
You know, and these promotions are trying. They're trying to do something special for us fans.
Yeah.
And all these indie promotions don't have a lot of money. So they're looking for any revenue stream they can. And this is something that can really help independent pro wrestling. And it's a future revenue stream they all have to depend on. Eventually down the road, every show is going to be on iPay-per-view probably, you know, like years from now. And I get mad because they make it seem like more shows don't work than work, and it's definitely a falsehood. A lot more than don't work, you know? A lot more work than don't. And it's just like, but when you have bad failures, everybody hears about it, bitch, and it gives the whole thing a bad stigma.
Oh, fuck, look at poor Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just that straight run when they tried to start, you know what I mean?
And it's like, it's not like they don't want the shows to work. Of course they want them to work, they're trying their best.
Yeah.
But, I just get tired of people bitch and say, stop doing it. It's not going to stop.
We're still in the middle of the baby, baby steps.
Eventually, this is going to be the way.
Oh, it's going to everybody. Basically, every Fed right now that we watch a ton, every single one of them, they're all going to be on iPay-per-view.
But we're in the
only
stages.
Way.
It's the growing stages. Yeah. It's tough. You know, you're going to have your issues.
Yeah.
And, I love Ring of Honor trying to do the delayed iPay-per-view a bit, but that's not going to work, you know? The reality is, a couple days later, she ain't going to get a lot of buys. If you ever hear the number for Final Battle, which you probably won't because it's so small that they'll probably never allow it to get out, you know? And the elephant in the room, like nobody wants to talk about it, but I'm going to say the dirty word right now, Torrance. When something like that's already aired and it's not live, a lot of people are going to illegally download the show, you know?
Yeah.
That's part of wrestling. But that's another thing that the debate about torrents is, because I remember I was talking to Tommy Dreamer right after the first House of Hardcore. He was like flipping out when a couple days after the DVD was out that it was up on the torrents, and he's seen like hundreds of downloads. And it's like all these people look at it and are like, oh my God, that's hundreds of buyers I could have had. And the reality is, probably a good 80% or more people that download a show were never going to buy it in the first place.
No, exactly.
You know? As long as you realize when you look at them numbers and don't consider them all buyers, because that wasn't going to happen. You know, people download shit all the time they would never, ever buy.
Yeah.
So in a way,
just because the number is,
yeah, like it's not that
400
like,
downloads, it doesn't mean that the 400 people are going to buy. I agree with Dave. They probably.
And I know this goes against everything that they believe in, but sometimes would you rather run a show, 20 people bought it, and nobody sees it, or run a show where you sell a bunch of it, and like a bunch of people see it on the torrents and download it? And if you have 500 people download the show, throw a number out there. That's 500 people that watched it and
that's
could be turned into new customers.
Yeah.
Like, how many things have you seen before that you didn't buy that you bought off someone just there? Like, oh, I dig this, and you become a customer.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? I mean, obviously, there's the ones that are going to download every time and never buy it. But they're probably not going to buy it in the first place, you know? There's good and bad to it, but it can definitely help. It can definitely help. Definitely open up a new audience, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not 100% all bad. But it is what it is, and it's never going to change. It's never going to go away, no matter how bad people fight, no matter what Gabe and Sal do to try to take away, you know, Turin sites and pirate sites. It's like they're never going anywhere. They're always going to be around. And this has always been, even before torrent sites, we had tape trading sites, you know. Yeah. It goes all the way back. It's always going to be part of the game, you know. Mm. But I know it's harder than ever to sell DVDs. But that was my rant.
Did you ever get into the reel-to-reel tape trading days? That's going way back, huh?
Reel-to-reel. What do I think? I'm Dave Meltzer.
He probably got shit on reel-to-reel.
I wouldn't doubt it, man. I wouldn't doubt it one bit.
But yeah, you're right. This is where independent wrestling is going to be going. Everybody will be doing iPay-per-view because, don't get me wrong, you get your people that are fans that will buy every DVD because they're a fan and they want, you know, they want that deep, but that's even dying out.
Yeah, Team DVD, you're on the losing team. I mean, I love that you buy independent wrestling DVDs, and the companies love that you buy them, but you're on a losing team that's got a short-term future, you know? Yeah. It is what it is.
You know, but then again, you only have so much money. You only have so much money, so much time, so much whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many feds out there that are great, viable products. See, like us, we chip our money together to get stuff, which a lot of people, maybe a lot of people that are into the independent wrestling.
And if you don't want to put up with a pay-per-view fucking up, then don't fucking order. Just wait a couple of days and get it right on delay.
Yeah.
And let the people that want to hope it works get fucked over it. How about that?
Yeah. But it is their the future.
If you don't want to deal with it live, we're not working in this order and watch it a day or two later. You know, maybe it'll work, maybe it won't. It sucks right now, but it is what it is. I'd rather the opportunity to watch the show live in my living room than not at all. And hopefully we'll get to that point where it's 100% successful across the board. Hopefully that time will be 2014. And talking about paper, pay-per-views fucking up will be a thing in the past.
Yeah, we're going to be putting up with this issue, I think, for a while.
Yeah, but yeah, that's another thing. As the internet gets faster and faster and better, that helps out too, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just yesterday we had fucking dial-up, you know, web TV. And the thing about where we're at today in such a short time, people forget that. Everyone's walking around with these fucking computers in their pocket called a smartphone, right? I mean, think how fucking cool this is. Two Saturdays ago, we ordered Extreme Rising on iPay-Per-View, right? And we had to go buy some the marijuana stuff. How cool is it that in our vehicle, we were watching the Extreme Rising iPay-Per-View on a goddamn iPad tablet while we're making a drug deal? How cool is that? Is that cool or what? That's technology, man, right? That's fucking cool. why we're ranting here? I think another interesting thing is the 1 hour tease, pro wrestling tease, 1hourtease.com website. I think that's a cool thing where you can go and get your favorite wrestling promotion and wrestlers' t-shirts and whatnot. I think it's interesting. I talked to two different independent wrestling companies that use 1 hour tease. And they're both about the same size, and then they both about the same type of business. One was telling me that like they're doing gangbuster business on 1 hour tees, man, selling shirts out the ass. And then the other one told me that the biggest check they ever got from them was for like $27, and they don't sell dick, and they have twice as many shirts as the other promotion up there. So I don't know. I don't know if it's what you do with it or how you promote it or what. But it's a good opportunity for guys to make some money since it's so hard in the business these days. You know what I'm saying? 1hourtees.com. And I think we're done ranting and raving and talking. I think we're going to get to what went down last week and what's going down this week on the show. Sound like a plan?
Oh, yeah.
Then let's do it.
All right.
If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. With over 150,000 titles and virtually every genre, you'll find what you're looking for. Get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial today by signing up at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio. All right, let's go over what went down last weekend. What's coming up this weekend on the independent wrestling scene, because that's what we do here. On Yoko Mike and Tom Show. We'll start last weekend in New Jersey. New Jersey?
Jersey?
Yeah, On Point Wrestling returned to Seoul, New Jersey, like old school CZW shows, with the 1 year anniversary destroying everything. They had a 6-man scramble match with Lantern Dragon Assailant, Caveman Sam Shields, Angel Ortiz, and Mark Angel. And your winner was Sam Shields. Robbie Marino defeated Johnny Miyagi. It was Joey Janela defeating Xhaka. Chris Dickinson defeated Biff Buzik.
Hey, that was great.
Xavier Cross and Stan Styles defeated LJ Cruz and Ryan Castellucci. And it was the Masses defeated Oz Tyler. the best around, the TJ Cannon and Bruce Maxwell returned.
Seen them in a while.
And they defeated the Beaver Boys. And it was the Cambodian axe murderer Joker defeating Mike Dradzik.
I thought he was retired.
Yeah, this was his first match back.
He's back again now?
Yeah, I guess. There you go.
He was Terry Funk in it, huh?
And it was announced the following match was the first match in the tournament to crown the first On Point Wrestling champion. The notorious one, Drew Blood, defeated Pinky Sanchez.
Wow.
And in the main event, the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, defeated the last of a dying breed, Eddie Kingston.
Sounds good.
Seems like they had a pretty decent-sized crowd for their show, too. They need a little setup for it.
Cool.
If it wasn't going against the Eagles playoff game, I possibly would have went to it. But it was going against the Eagles playoff game, so that was a tough break for them, you know, to have to go against that right over the bridge. Meanwhile, this past Saturday, Ring of Honor made their 2014 debut in Nashville, Tennessee, with a TV taping at the world-famous Nashville Fairgrounds, with an estimated 700-800 people in attendance. Let's go down these results. In a dark match, it was Slick Rick Matrix and Trevor Lee defeating worst-case scenario of Ethan Case and Elijah Evans. North Carolina boys. Yeah. Trevor Lee I like a lot.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Love to see him get a shot, man. Real good kid from the Carolinas.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Cruz and I'll be taping 4 TV episodes with Kevin Kelly and Steve Carino on commentary. Tag team champions Kyle O'Reilly and ACH were kept from the TV tapings due to weather. Episode number one, 2014 Top of Prospect Tournament, first round match, Raymond Rowe defeated Congo. Elgin confronted Congo post-match and beat him up. Chris Harrow, Elgin cut a post-match promo. Elgin came out and interrupted him along with Kevin Steen. Steen says to Hero, after tonight, you're just going to say, he just kicked my ass. Oh, no. That's awesome. Corey Hollis came out with Mike Posey to take on benchmark Bill Daly in a 2014 Top Prospect Tournament match. Daly came out and declined because of a high ankle sprain and quit the tournament. So Posey then challenged Hollis to the match, and Corey Hollis defeated Mike Posey to advance.
Partners.
Jay Lethal defeated Caprice Coleman via lethal injection. Kevin Steen defeated Chris Hero. The Decade came out and distracted Hero, but Steen was not aware of it, and he did not join them. On the way back to the locker room, Steen was jumped by a fan. Some at the show speculated it was Cliff Compton. Episode 2, Top of Prospect Tournament. Andrew Evans defeated the Romantic Touch via small package. Jay Briscoe called out Ring of Honor champion Adam Cole about his open challenge. Cole came out and said he will decide next week. 2014 Prospect Tournament, first round match, Hansen defeated Cheeseburger via spinning kick. Cheeseburger tweeted he got his first concussion and busted eye tonight. Mark Briscoe versus Adam Page turned to a tag match with Jacobs and Whitmer after the Decade failed attempt to get Mark to join him. The Decade defeated Mark Briscoe and Adam Page. Strong was on commentary. Ring of Honor TV title, Tommaso Ciampa successfully defended the title, defeating Silas Young to retain. Before the match, Taven came out to shake Ciampa's hand, but Young attacked him. Post-match beatdown was started by Lethal and Taven, leading to a three-way stare-down. Episode 3, Prospect Tournament second round, Raymond Rowe defeated Corey Hollis to advance. R.D. Evans defeated Matt Sells with the help from Vita Scott. Vita points out that he's 14-0 and places an open challenge for him to reach 15-0. Michael Elgin accepts. Fun ensues. Elgin hits his finish but doesn't pin RD. Gets chairs instead and powerbombs RD through the chairs for a DQ. 15-0. Matt Taven defeats TD Thomas. Jay Briscoe out for an answer to his open challenge. The Cole Bobby Fish interrupts and challenges him for the Briscoe World title. Jay Briscoe defeated Bobby Fish via J-Driller after failed interference from Adam Cole. Bobby Cruz announced Ring of Honor will return June 21st for Best in the World to Nashville. And the other 2014 top prospect tournament semifinal, Hansen defeated Andrew Everett to advance. Michael Bennett defeated Cedric Alexander via Anaconda Vice with help of Maria. And in the main event, AJ Styles defeated Roderick Strong via Styles Clash. Match was said to be good, but had a few rough points. AJ slipped off the top rope and seemed to have hurt his knee. Then Roddy's head got trapped in the Styles Clash. He tucked his chin and took it really bad. Strong did walk out under his own power. It was reported by Wrestling Observer that Roderick was helped to the back, but several people alive told us Roderick went to the back on his own. It's been reported he has a strained neck and that he was getting more checkups this week. And there's no word on what his condition is for Evolve this weekend. So I guess we'll find out soon enough. But as of now, he's scheduled for Evolve this weekend against Roderick, or against UA Nation on Friday night.
Well, even the interview, he said he didn't hear.
Yeah, even UA said he didn't know. And that's what went on last weekend. So let's talk about what's going on this weekend, and then we can get out of here. This weekend, Evolve returns to the state of Florida for a triple shot, like we talked about earlier with UA Nation. First, this Friday night, from the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida, 9 p.m. bell time on iPay-Per-View at WWN Live. Main event number one, Evolve titles on the line when champion A.R. Fox has an open contract. And the man that's actually has been challenged is Davey Richards.
That it's definitely him.
Davey Richards has tweeted that he is on a flight to Florida, and that he is going to accept the open contract challenge against A.R. Fox this Friday night at Evolve.
Thank God.
But Evolve refuses to advertise him due to their past issues.
Oh.
Main event number two, epic six-man tag match. It'll be champion Johnny Gargano and the Bravado Brothers taking on Rich Swann and the Young Bucks. And main event number three, Hero runs the gauntlet. Night one, Chris Hero versus Ricochet. Main event number four.
Oh, wow.
FIP World Heavyweight Title Match. Champion Trent Beretta defends against Anthony Nice.
This fucking card's hot.
Winner gets a future title shot at a choice one-on-one. We talked to one participant earlier. It'll be UA Nation versus Roderick Strong for the first time ever. Special attraction match, Collab Conley will take on John Davis. And in another special challenge, it'll be Chuck Taylor versus Lindsay Dorado. That's this Friday night. That's Evolve 25 at the Orpheum.
Stacked.
Yeah, man. I'm psyched to check that out. We will have live results as they happen on Twitter, at my Twitter, at the Tom Richards. So you can check that out Friday night. Also Friday night, St. Louis Anarchy Wrestling returns with a special benefit bash 2014, live from the Knights of Columbus in Alton, Illinois. Tickets for the event are $10, as this will be a benefit for Brian and Lori Davis. The Davis family lost everything in a fire, including their 7-year-old son. We encourage everyone to come out and help out this family in a time of need. There'll be $2 beers at the show, 7 p.m. bell time. Match is already signed. Main event, St. Louis Anarchy Championship, Gerald James. I'm sorry, champion Gerald James, yes. Teams up with Jeremy Wyatt to take on Davey Vega and Matt Fitchett. It'll be Michael Elgin one-on-one with JoJo Bravo. ACH Ooh. Will take on a man making his Anarchy debut, B-Boy.
Oh, baby.
Kyle O'Reilly will battle Evangelistico.
Real good.
The Hooligans take on two-star heroes of Matt Nix and Chris Castro. Cool. It'll be Bolt Brady versus Mike Seidel. Oh,
Mike Seidel, I haven't seen that name in a while.
Yeah, he was over-training in the Dragon Gate dojos over in Japan. Yeah, he's good. Back in St. Louis this Friday night. It'll be Brandon Espinoza versus Matt Cage.
Money?
Yeah, Money Matt Cage. Yeah, yeah. And Angela Slane to take on her boyfriend, Alex
Wow.
Plus Jordan Lacey and Alex the Big Al versus Jeff O'Shea and Malachi Matthews. Plus a six-man elimination scramble featuring wrestlers making their debut. That's all this Friday night, 7 o'clock, Alton, Illinois. It's St. Louis Anarchy Wrestling.
Sounds good.
And then we moved to Saturday. We started off with Evolve 26, also available on iPay-Per-View this Saturday night, WWN Live. They'll be in Orlando, Florida, in the Orlando Downtown Recreation Complex with an 8 p.m. bell time. FIP tag team titles are on the line when Roderick Strong and Rich Swann defend the tag team titles against the Young Bucks.
Call that.
Here runs the gauntlet. Night two will be Chris Hero versus Anthony Nice with Sue Young in his corner. Champions Tag Team Challenge. Dragon Gate USA Champion Johnny Gargano and John Davis take on Evolve Champion AR Fox and Nation. No hype needed. It'll be one-on-one Ricochet versus Trent Barretta. Open the Unified Gate title match. The Bravado Brothers defend against Dos Bandejos. Special attraction match. Chuck Taylor one-on-one with Maxwell Chicago.
Good.
Shine Showcase match. One-on-one. Sue Young battles Mia Yim.
Another good one. Fuck, man.
Special challenge match. Collab Conley battles Lince Dorado.
Wow.
That's all this Saturday night. iPay-Per-View, 8 o'clock. Evolve 26.
Son of a bitch. Loading them up, huh?
And if Evolve's not your thing, but you still want to watch wrestling, also on iPay-Per-View this Saturday night, CZW returns with their first show of 2014 with Answering the Challenge from the Flyer Skate Zone in beautiful Voorhees, New Jersey, 7:30 p.m. bell time. iPay-Per-View available at CZWiPayperview.com. And here is the lineup. CZW World Heavyweight title on the line with champion Drew Gulak defends against the challenger, the survivor and winner of Cage of Death, Lucky 13.
Wow.
And an international ultra violent extravaganza. It'll be Danny Havoc going one-on-one with Aerial Boy. CZW World Tag Team titles on the line with champions Blackout defend against the Beaver Boy.
Shine them on up.
Uncle Mike's calling the title change.
I said that. The minute the Beaver Boys get the shot, they going to get them.
CZW World TV title on the line. Murderers Rose Alex Colon defends against Devin Moore.
Real good.
Chris Dickinson goes one-on-one with Biff Busey.
Wow.
It'll be Ohio is for Killers, Jake and Dave Crisp against the Juicy Product of David Starr and JT Dunn.
That's going to be real good.
It'll be Greg Excellence one-on-one with Joe Gacy. And in a triple threat match, it'll be Shane Strickland versus Azrael versus Pepper Parks.
That is going on.
Yeah. Just added, former champion Masada makes the CZW return when he takes on Alexander James. Plus, the Gulak campaign for better Combat Zone's Kimberly will address Christina Von Eries for her actions at Cage of Death. And if you're there live, pre-iPay-Per-View, it's a special Beyond Wrestling Showcase match for the live fans only. It's Team Tremendous, a Dan Barry and Bill Carr against Milk Chocolate, Brandon Watt, and Randy Summer.
Holy shit. Cool. Good for them.
And that's
Barry and Carr, that is.
This Saturday night on iPay-Per-View. But that's not it. This Saturday night, IWA Mid-South returns to Clarksville, Indiana in the Colgate Gymnasium. For Out with the Old and In with the New.
Bell
time, 7:35. You'll see Drake Younger versus Eddie Kingston one-on-one in the main event.
Fuck.
It'll be B-Boy going one-on-one with Christian Rose.
Wow, B-Boy out on the road. What's going on?
Mickey Knuckles will battle Jordynne Grace.
I don't know. I never heard of
her. She's a new younger girl.
Yeah, I never heard of her.
Double dog collar match. It'll be Team IOU of Nikki Iggy and Kerry Off will take on Corporal Robinson and Ox Harley. Me, Mitch Page, squares off against Cutthroat Reed Bentley. Jonathan Grisham will take on B.J. Whitmer.
There's the show stealer.
Congo Kong returns to action.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
It'll be Shane Mercer versus Isaiah.
Yeah.
Gary J versus Necro Butcher and the Submission Squad versus Adam Gooch and Trick Davis. It's IWA Mid-South, out with the old and in with the new. This Saturday night in Clarksville, Indiana.
Cool.
Also, this Saturday, North Shore Pro Wrestling returns as they will be having their four-year anniversary event this Saturday night. Matches include Drew Onyx one-on-one with Dirty Bucks Belmar.
Wow, I haven't seen him in a while.
Tom LeBlanc and Urban Miles versus TDT.
Wow.
For the North Shore Pro Wrestling Tag Team titles, the champs 3.0 defend against Kevin Steen and Frankie the Monster.
That's worth the admission alone right there.
It'll be in a women's match, Midian versus Pink Flash Kira.
Ooh, from Japan.
It'll be Chris Cruz versus Eddie Erdogan. It's 2014 kickoff. Four-year anniversary show.
Wow.
And it's all this Saturday night, man, at the Center Horizon. North Shore Pro Wrestling for you's crazy canoes. And then finally on Sunday, two big shows going down this Sunday. Alpha One Wrestling presents Chaos Cup 2014 from Club 77 in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, with a 4 p.m. bell time at Club 77. Live this Sunday afternoon, man. Chaos Cup, every round or every match in the first round is a different kind of match. First round matches include T.D. Thomas versus Scotty O'Shea.
Wow.
First round match in a mixed gender match, Leah Von Dutch versus Psycho Mike Rollins. And a first round match, tag team match, it'll be Brent Banks and you remember his Justin Sane taking on
Johnny Kings
and Steve Brown, right? And a three-way dance in the Chaos Cup opening match will be Lewis Linden versus Crane versus Johnny Wave.
Yeah.
And then the five winners of them five different matches all advance to a five-way final. Also on the show, Zero Gravity title on the line when champion Alex Vega defends against the challenge of Ryan Rogan. And in a non-tournament match for the Alpha Male Championship, champion Ethan Page defends against the challenger, Cheech Hernandez. That's all this Sunday afternoon, Hamilton, Ontario. It's Alpha One Pro Wrestling. Their shows are available at smartmarkvideo.com. And finally, this Sunday night, wrapping up their triple shot in Florida, Evolve 27. Invades Jacksonville, Florida. And the Edge Concert Hall with an 8 p.m. bell time. Sunday night, also available on iPay-Per-View. The final night of the three-night triple shot goes down with this lineup. Main event, non-title, one-on-one. Johnny Gargano versus Roderick Strong.
Wow.
In a grudge match, it'll be Rich Swann versus John Davis.
Yes.
Hero runs the gauntlet. Match number three, Chris Hero versus Chuck Taylor.
Get ready.
Tag team challenge match will be AR Fox and Ricochet versus Anthony Nice and a partner to be determined.
What do you think? Is anybody else on the first two shows that out of nowhere that could possibly be the partner?
They'll probably do run an angle. I'm wondering if maybe Davey Richards is still around. That would be nice. But I don't know.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
They'll probably do an angle to fill that spot in.
If nobody shows up, it'll be Anthony Nice with Mr. A.
Yeah, it could be. If they bring down a Paulian, he could fit right in too, although they probably just announced that. The Young Bucks versus the Bravado Brothers in singles challenge matches. As it'll be Matt Jackson versus Harlem Bravado, and it'll be Nick Jackson versus Lance Bravado. in an FIP showcase match. Six-way freestyle will be Trent Beretta versus Collab Conley versus Jay Rios versus Eddie Cruz versus Johnny Vandal versus Maxwell Chicago.
Excellent.
Plus in a special challenge match, one-on-one, Wuhan Nation versus Lince Dorado.
Another great one.
8 p.m. this Sunday night, Jacksonville, Florida, available on iPay-per-view. And that's what's going on this weekend in major indie shows.
Sounds good.
Fuck yeah. And we'll have live results of the Evolve shows all weekend long. And we'll be back here next week with another special guest. And we'll have live reviews of all three Evolve shows and the CZW show all going down this weekend, man.
Cool.
Yeah. Plus all the indie news that pops up. Yeah. Well, I'll be good, man. Right here on the Uncle Mike and Tom Show.
Well, this don't mean shit to us, but while we were doing this show, WWE announced a major announcement.
Yeah, they tell them. Announced with their WWE Network while we were recording this.
While
it
we
sounds
were recording
really fucking
this.
Cool, $9.99 yeah. a month. And
fuck yeah, that's...
Yeah, all the old pay-per-views and all kinds of great stuff, and I'm going to definitely order it.
Yeah, ain't it?
Yeah.
Damn right, man. For
definitely,
$9.99.
You get all the pay-per-views, man. It's a good deal.
Now, what about, unless if you saw something, like, so far what we saw and what you read to me so far, what about the old TV, old wrestling stuff, like, say, like, Stampede? All
that,
like,
yeah, all that's going to be involved.
Oh, okay.
How much at the onset? Who knows? I mean, obviously,
yeah,
they can't
yeah,
keep
yeah.
everything up.
No. But I'm surprised that they didn't bring that up, like an old
catalog.
Well,
we didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah,
so they
yeah.
may have, you know. There's definitely going to be old stuff.
My God,
sure.
To get the old WCW, ECW,
yeah.
and WWE pay per view.
Yeah.
Fucking, hey, that's definitely well worth it. Well worth $9. My God.
Oh, fuck yeah. So that's a whole new start to probably the way we look at wrestling, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to change the game.
Yeah, yep. And what did they say? At 11 o'clock.
Yeah, on February 24th.
Right when Raw ends.
It all begins.
That all begins, yep.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for us as wrestling
yeah,
fans.
Yeah,
yeah.
About time we fucking get some shit.
Speaking of upgrades... Before we go off the air here, Evolve, all three iPay-per-views, they announced that all their iPay-per-views are now going to be in high definition, HD, going forward. So we'll see how they look this weekend.
Cool.
Hopefully they're quality and they'll be good feeds and no problems.
I can't wait to see them run Death Row up in New York on
HD. In high def.
Yeah, ain't it? No, I'm only joking.
Nah, that's funny, though. But I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week here on the show, man.
Sounds good.
So we'd like to thank Wuhan Nation once
yes.
again, man. And I want to thank all you for listening. And we'll be back right here in 7 days doing it all over again, talking about all this great indie wrestling action.
Yeah, I was fucked up those 2 weeks we didn't do it.
I know,
you're so used
I know,
to it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It feels more than 2 weeks, don't it?
Yeah.
In a way, it does. But then again, I was off of work. If I was working, I probably wouldn't feel like it.
This is episode number 72.
72.
So believe it or not, we now have more episodes.
More. What's 75? What's that? What anniversary is that they call that? They have the gold and silver or whatever.
I don't know.
Closing in on the 75th anniversary. Look out.
Right. Tuesday, 74.
Drinking and blabbing.
Yeah.
God damn.
How can you go wrong with that, man?
Ain't it?
You can't. It's all right. We're out of here.
Off to a new start.
Enjoy the
weekend.
Support great indie wrestling.
Yes, a lot coming up, too.
And we'll see you next Wednesday, man.
Yeah. Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
UFC.
UFC who?
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't got nothing.
The end of an era once Silver went down, boy.
And with that, we're out of here, man. Hit the fucking music. See you in 7 days.
Approaching me, she said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone, or could you use a little company? But if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young singer, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Another ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. Your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Well, now a couple hours passed and I was sitting in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. Taking money from the church, he tucked his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know the end.